Swelling on, breaking off, breaking eyes. Still want the act, not the ghost. Well, hello and welcome back to the DC UK podcast. As always, I'm your host, James Graham. And yes, this is season 5 and it's episode numero 13. I completely forgot what I was going to say there in terms of what language I was going to use, but there you go. Always nice to see everybody's faces, so do come join in the chat if you're here live. Get your questions in, and as always, and if you are listening to this after the fact, please keep an eye on socials just so you can get your questions in. If you're not following, it's at DC United Kingdom on Twitter, on Instagram it's at DC UK FC, and on Facebook it's at DC United Kingdom FC. Yes, I know they're all different, but you know, this is difficult to keep everything the same. But here we are, this is it. Instagram decided to do what? This one's already got DC United Kingdom, which is like a DC Universe kind of thing. Rather annoying, but anyhow, it is what it is. So, but yeah, we're here, we're live, and let's get right into it. So, I'm just going to go and play, you know, all the news. Yes, so yes, news. It has been a month since the last podcast, so as you could probably tell, I did take a holiday. So yeah, I had a nice holiday, went abroad, first family flight, and my son, who was only 3, did extremely well. So nice, can't argue with that whatsoever. You might notice behind me, there is a shirt missing. That was my own fault. I tried to do some tidying up in the storage room, which is, you know, over that way. And I put something up on the hook. It's too heavy for it. It fell down and I've yet to replace it, which is why I'm actually wearing the parlor shirts this evening. So yeah. Other bits of news. I'm doing well. Like I said, it's been a month. It's been a nice break. It's a shame that I've taken this amount of time off, because I would love to have done something sooner, but I needed it. I needed that time off just to get head straight. You know, you need it every so often. Should we talk about club news? Maybe. Probably a good idea, since, you know, it is a DC United podcast. Jayze is unfortunately out for the season. That was announced this week. He picked up an injury in training on Tuesday, I believe it was. Yeah, Tuesday, where he fractured his ankle and he did something else. Let me just bring it back up. If I just go back onto DCUnitedKingdom.com. Do check out the merch store on there. So DCUnitedKingdom.com/DCUK store. Some nice kits on there. But yeah, Jayze out for the season. Right ankle fracture and dislocation. That's pretty brutal. So word on the street was that there was bone sticking out and everything. So yeah, that is a difficult injury to come back. We've obviously had Brendan Hines-Ike out with a foot injury. So this is kind of the second major foot injury we've had in such, I was in a short space of time, because Brendan was out for 10 months and now this has happened. So it's back to back. It feels like it's back in those days when we used to get the torn ACLs. Remember those? With Areola, Felipe. Yeah. Don't want those days again. But, you know, we'll get through it. I wish Jayze all the best and hopefully he recovers quickly. We've obviously been out without him for a little while after what happened in Sweden. But yeah, it's just the rest of the season is a bit tough. But that should open up a international slot for us. We'll be able to hopefully replace him. And I'm hoping that is something that comes through in the next week or two. I know, moving on to another point, which is transfer rumors. Victor, welcome to the live stream. Footballer's life, footballer's death. football is life. That is very much so. Football is life. And I hope you're meaning Ted Lasso on that one. I hope that is the reference there. Transfer rumours. Obviously, there's the big one, which is the Jesse Lingard rumour, but Rooney has dismissed that as what it is. Just a rumour. Nothing. There's nothing in that at all. I know there's a lot of people. So I shared this on Twitter. Because I first saw it on Instagram through Transfer Market, and it was picked up as a rumor. I shared it on Twitter, and there was such an outcry for Lingard to come and join us. I just got back to it because it was just incredible. I was surprised at how many people are actually thinking Lingard would be great. So, let's have a look at some of the comments. At Talk DCU on Twitter said amazing signing, obviously. Richard Rawson was saying, I would, he would definitely could help the team's attack. Stu, wherever you may be, just said, please, no. Not a fan of Lingard there. James Lambert, he would have to be a max salary player, not DP, which I suppose is remotely possible. And that level of salary, yes, it's a good signing. There were rumors that they were signing him in the off season. I do remember that as well. I don't think it was in the off season. I think that was more that this time last year when he left West Ham before he joined Forest. Henry's an heir, got absolutely ecstatic if it happens. Good addition if it happens. True attacking midfielder, feeding Taxi and Benteke. So yeah. The majority were happy about it. And that would have been, I think, a really good signing if we were to pull that off. Some people are absolutely excited about this, and some people quote in the tweet as well. So I'd like to think that's where the question came from my tweet. But, you know, it is what it is. Rooney says no. End of. Things wise, Birnbaum picked up a fine after he was sent off in the week last weekend for not leaving the field in an appropriate time frame after his red card. Don't know what the time frame is, but you know. And then other bit of news I wanted to talk about was the fact that 202 Unique, one of our supporter groups, were featured by MLS for their amazing work that they're doing and bringing the LGBTQ plus supporter group together. I had a good read through it earlier. And yeah, definitely worth it. If you're not too familiar with 202 Unique, do go and check the article out. It is fantastic. Gives you that little bit more knowledge of the club and the fans behind it. There's mentions of Jim Ensor, who does the United Night Out, the annual Pride Night every year. That's always a great night. Then Travis Alvarado as well is mentioned in there with some great quotes and just showing that it's great that we've got 202 Unique and we've got that supporter group now dedicated to, they said, the LGBTQ plus community. But prior to that, there was no animosity either. So the fact that we've got this culture within the club that we are, everyone's welcome, everyone's part of it. There's no, you're part of this community, so you're going to be excluded or anything like that. Everyone is welcome. I love that. And it is such a great thing to see. So, do go and have a read of it if you want to learn more about DC supporter groups. So, yeah, that's it for the news this week. I would do a bit more from previous weeks, but that was ages ago, so not really relevant now. Let's leave the news there, and we'll go on to something a little bit new. So, I said we're going to do something a little bit new. It's kind of a last minute thing that I decided to do. So normally you'll hear on the show trivia, a trivia question about the upcoming opponents at the weekend. But, you know, I realize that we've got a community out there who are not from America. And I wanted to bring some strange and useless facts about the USA. And it's going to be, we're going to take a tour around the USA about each of the teams that we're going to be playing each week. So we're going to have strange and useless facts about USA Cincinnati edition. Now I need to really make a intro to this, so bear with me. Unless you want to make one for me, I'm not going to be opposed to that, but I will be hopefully making one ready for next week's show. So I thought, I was digging around some useless facts and I came across this lovely website, which is 25 interesting facts about Cincinnati. Now, I'm not going to go through it. Don't worry about that. I'm not going to go through each and every single one. But some of them I thought were a bit obscure and genuinely new information for me. So first up, Cincinnati isn't the city's original name. It was Losantville, which is obviously a bit different to Cincinnati, but the name was changed in 1790 in honor of Lucius Cincinnatus, who was a military leader and statesman in Rome, who lived from 519 to 430 BC. So he actually lived quite a while. He was actually quite an old bugger at that age. Cincinnati's got many nicknames. The most well-known one has been the Queen City, but the most interesting nickname it has is Porkopolis, a word for flying pig. It's a seemingly strange name. It comes to Cincinnati as it used to have more than 48 pork packing facilities. That's a weird one. Did you know that Cincinnati is the birthplace of Neil Armstrong? I didn't know that. So there you go. There's a bit of space knowledge right there. There was another one, which is Cincinnati was the first city to establish a municipal fire department. And that was in 1853. So a little while ago. Yeah, there you are. And one fantastic little nugget is Cincinnati is the birthplace of Play-Doh. Now, I know, obviously, if you've got a kid, you're not going to know what Play-Doh is. But if you're an adult, you know the smell. And if you've not smelled Play-Doh, smell some flipping Play-Doh, because it smells absolutely fantastic. So, you know, it's unusual that these little interesting facts have come out. So, yeah, like I said, I do need an intro for it. It's, I need it. So keep an eye out. Like I said, if you see one that you think you might know, or if you want to make one for me, please do. Right. Let's go on to some match review. So I've not done a podcast for a little while. And I also haven't actually been able to tune into a game for a little while. So we've had a few games. Like I said, I was on holiday. We had a midweek game as well in there. And this one, because it's been a while since I've watched it, it was a struggle to keep awake. I'm not going to lie. I did find it tough. But there you go. We've also got a dog as well. So we've got a puppy. That should have been in the news. But yeah, we've got a little puppy. His name is Dougie. And if you don't know Dougie, it's a UK cartoon. It is a brilliant, brilliant little show. And right, I'm going to bring up a little picture of him because he is a beautiful, beautiful boy. Let me share my screen if you're watching on YouTube. If not, if you listen to this after, like, do go onto YouTube and get yourself onto the time of about 14 and a half minutes in. So let's do that. Let's click that. Let's go to come on. Let's go to that one. There we go. Show. And there he is. He is a fox red lab. He is an absolute beautiful, beautiful boy. But where is he? He's currently asleep. He is in the house, in his little crate, having a nice little sleep right now. So he's down for the night. Well, I hope he is. He's a gorgeous little boy. Absolutely brilliant. He had his first walks yesterday. And he was brilliant. And he's been out for a couple of walks today. And he's getting better each and every single time. So, yeah. Absolutely adore him. He's fantastic. His name is Dougie. And I just can't. He's brilliant. Can't say anything more than that. Apart from he is just brilliant. So, you never know. One day he might come onto the show. I know. The ears are just... He's so soft and cuddly, but he does have sharp, sharp teeth. And he has very sharp claws as well. Yes, I've got my legs out. But yeah, you've got claw mark. And that's just a couple. He's just very scratchy. But we're teaching him to stay down and things like that. So I'll do some pup dates throughout the season. Match review. We had RSL last week, Real Salt Lake. And so it was the first game I'd watched in quite some time. Did manage to make it through, but I was struggling. This game, it's been through an international break, which I absolutely hate the fact that it's an international break. So, and we've got people on international duty. So why are we playing these games? Why are we playing an international window? It's one of those things that has always got me about MLS is the fact that we play during international windows. And I know there was some international windows that they were voted against playing in, but why not all of them? Just doesn't make much sense. I know these have been European qualifiers for Taxi and Paulson. So those are the two players that we were missing through international duty. But yeah, Nahar was supposed to be in on international duty, but he said he was injured, and then he played. So, But the pitch he would have been playing on would have done him so much damage. So I'm glad he wasn't there. So Paulson and Taxi routes. This game didn't start off particularly great with the fact that Birnbaum was sent off in the 26th minute. Now, if you say that wasn't a red card, don't talk to me. That was a red card. It's the one thing that the ref got right in this game. It was a definite red card. He was the last man. Got scoring opportunity. Yeah, it was a red. But Rooney was absolutely livid with the quality of the refereeing and who he had refereeing. So this guy had been refereeing just for a few MLS matches in total, but primarily speaking, he was a USL level referee. I get where he's coming from. I don't always agree with what he's saying, because the only way you're going to get up to MLS level is if you referee MLS matches. So the only way you're going to do that is by doing it, and you'll get experience and you get better. It's a shame that it had to be us, but it has to be someone. But there was a decision which he was particularly angry about, and that was the penalty that wasn't called in the second half on a foul, what should have been a foul against Christian Fletcher. If you haven't seen it, do go and watch it on Apple TV, and you'll see that there's a little bit of a tug on him. Not a massive tug, but enough to send him down. And it's that contact. There's contact. He's not attempting to play the ball. And in that definition, in the laws of the game, that's a penalty. And it should have been booked or whatever. Yellow card. That should have been it. It was 2-1 at the time. That could have brought us back to 2-2. And who knows what could have happened after that. The momentum was or would have been 100% in our favor. It's just frustrating. And there was no, as far as I'm aware, there was no VAR check either. I don't know if VAR's there for clear and obvious, and that's what it should be, but yeah. Not happy about that particular decision. So we had that. After going 2-0 down, I mean, the first goal for RSL, what a finish that was. Absolute golazo from Pablo Ruiz. It's just one of those moments that you just got to tip your hat off and give him a round of applause for that one, because we've all seen it. We've all seen Rooney do it for us at Audi Field, but to happen against this, it stings a little bit. But yeah, like I said, you've just got to give him a round of applause. Miller, we all know that he's going to be prone to moments like this. Ruiz took that one touch, saw he was off his line, and boom, just launches it from around 60 yards and into the top corner. Not quite as far as Rooney. Oh, I will say that, but, you know, pure skill on that finish. Absolute pure skill. So fair play to that. Then Mazowski scored the second goal in the second half in the 51st minute. But, you know, we didn't let that phase us too much, because 2 minutes later, it was 2-1. Durkin with the finish. Hurtado, crossed the ball in. It finds Rowan, who was somehow managed to get it back to Durkin, and who drills in a finish. Nice goal. Minimal celebration, because he knew the situation. Tried to get back into it, but unfortunately, it just wasn't to be. It kind of petered out a little bit after that, especially after the Christian Fletcher incident. And yeah, it finishes 2-1. Let me just go through some stats for you in this game. So we only had 37.9% possession, which is not a surprise considering we were down to 10 then. Shots-wise, was a bit close, 15 to 8 shots attempted. However, we only got 2 on target. Now, that's incredibly poor. RSL had 8 on target, so obviously they had way more opportunity to score, but only 2 on target from our side. Just, yeah, not happy about that one at all. 15 to 8 fouls, so you could say the ref was a bit one-sided to RSL. And then expected goals was 1.2 to 1.8. So the scoreline reflects that side of things. Yeah, I'm still a little bit frustrated the fact that we only had 2 shots on target. And yeah, the ref who should have given us a penalty, because that would have been a lot better. So there was part of it that we played well, considering we only had 10 men. And for me, I felt like we actually looked pretty okay, only having 4 players at the back. So it feels good that we were able to adapt, let's put it that way. However, I don't see us going to the back four anytime soon, especially against the game that we've got coming up this weekend, which is against FC Cincinnati. So I mentioned about the strange and useless facts about Cincinnati. That's who we're playing this weekend. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one this weekend. Yeah, certainly not looking forward to this one, because when you look at it, Cincinnati, their recent form, they've got 4 wins in the last 5. And one of the other game was a draw. Ourselves, not so good form, where we've only won once in the last 5. Won 1, drawn 1, and lost 3. So form-wise, it's very much against us. We're out without Birnbaum this weekend. I'm not sure about the status of the players. I've not seen an availability report. I wasn't able to get onto the press conference this week. So, because the time had changed, and B, got a dog, and I got to go pick my son up. So would have made it incredibly difficult to get onto that. So yeah, I've not seen anything about an availability report. So, and if you do know anything, drop it in the chat. But yeah, this weekend's a tribute to Kevin Payne, the legend. It was there right from the very beginning, who passed away recently. It's nice to see that we're going to be doing an evening dedicated to him. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what that entails, the tributes that are going to be going for him. So I will I'll raise a glass this weekend to Kevin. So I hope you guys do too. Other things, so Cincinnati have won the previous two matches against between this tie, gone back to last year, and they beat us at the start of this season. They've only conceded 3 goals in their last 5 matches compared to our 10 goals that we've conceded. They're currently 8 points clear of both the Eastern Conference and the Supporters Shield. So they're having an incredible season. They've only lost once all year, which just is bizarre to hear that. So Cincinnati only losing once so far. Very strange. And in their last match, they beat Toronto 3-0. But that wasn't just all plain sailing, that, because their goals that they scored, they took their opportunity, but it was from mistakes made by Toronto. And they scored from a set piece, from a corner for the first one. The second goal was a back pass. So the keeper's under pressure a little bit, tried to play cute, and then it went to Cincinnati player, and they just finished it off. Well, Lucho Acosta finished it off. And then the third goal didn't really see it because the replay, they were looking at another player. So they didn't really see the action. So, you know, yeah. However, let's have a look on MLSsoccer.com and look at their needs and knows. You know, as mentioned, they've won the last two meetings between the sides, Cincinnati. 7 goals and the 2 wins so far. After scoring a total of 4 goals in the previous 7 fixtures. DC United has lost consecutive MLS matches for the first time since March. Prior to the 2 most recent defeats, DC had only lost 2 of their previous 10. So prior to that, we were actually in okay form, but so far in the last 5, it hasn't been particularly great. Cincinnati's 43 points through 18 matches is the most by any team at this stage, or equals the most. Previous time was LA Galaxy in 1998. And that was back in the post, that was in the shootout era as well. So this is the first time since 2000. Cincinnati is the first team in the post shootout era, which is since 2000, to win 13 of its first 18 matches. 12 of DC United's last 14 MLS goals have been scored in the second half. 7 of those coming after the 75th minute. 42.3% of the 26 goals scored so far this season have been in the final 15 minutes, the highest percentage in MLS. It's crazy. And then Lucho Acosta recorded a goal and an assist in their win against Toronto. Acosta has contributed at least 1 goal in 7 of his last 8 appearances. Yeah, we are certainly up against it this weekend. Generally speaking, they don't have a lot of possession. They generally have 46% compared to our 50% in these games in MLS so far this season. That's about the same amount of shots. They tend to record fewer passes, but they're generally more accurate. This is going to be an incredibly difficult one, but one thing we could have for us is our aerial ability in this one. So we will need to be utilizing Benteke a lot, who's just recently launched his clothing line. Got some hats. So go and check that out. I saw it on his Twitter page. We really need to be utilizing that. And then when it comes to any set pieces, we need to be on that. We need to be all over it. Let's put it that way. That's where I think we're going to be able to exploit Cincinnati big time, is our aerial prowess so far this season has been phenomenal. So we need to use that, use our strengths against this team. Obviously, we need to keep Acosta quiet. We did it really well in the previous fixture Especially in the first half, we kept him incredibly quiet. You could see he was getting frustrated. He was getting angry at the ref. He was getting wound up. So we need to do that again. We need to keep Acosta quiet. That is going to be the keys to this game for me. Keep Acosta quiet and use our aerial prowess. So if you agree, let me know. If you don't agree, what do you think is the keys to this game? Please let me know because I'll be interested. I'm open to ideas. I'm open to new thoughts. Absolutely. So do let me know. Let me just run through some of their key players. DP's Brenner, who's going to be there much longer. Abinna Nwabodo, is a midfielder. They've got two under 22 initiative players in Marco Angulo and Alvaro Barrial, and then two generation Adidas players, which is Joey Aponinu and Roman Salentano, who Salentano played well against us in the previous fixture, made some very good saves in that game. So for me, this weekend, score prediction wise, I'm hoping for a draw. I find it difficult to think we're going to get a win in this game. It would be a major win if we were able to pull it off, considering A, Cincinnati's form, not just recently, but the entire season, but also B, our recent form as well. It's going to be tricky. So we'll be without Birnbaum, we'll be suspended. Very, very tricky. And then what we got is, they said their form, they've got the Costa, they've got some great players, they've got confidence. I would love for us to get a draw, 1-1. I don't want to predict a defeat because that's not me. You know that. I don't predict defeats. But I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw. So let me know what you think on this one. I will ask again in the run-up to the game. But yeah, 1-1 draw. Unless I have a sudden change of heart and I see something incredible or something bizarre happens in the next 24, 48 hours. We'll see what happens. But I'm hoping to do this weekend, get back onto Instagram Live, so the pre-match, halftime, and post-match chats, or I might have a go at doing some Twitter spaces as well, because I know you can get more people involved in that one. Instagram, you can only generally get one-on-one, so I might see what tickles my fancy at the weekend. We'll see what happens. But keep an eye out. Heather, 1-1 draw is probably the best outcome. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Best outcome, 1-1 draw. As long as it's entertaining. And I want to be entertained this weekend. As always, it's the beautiful game. I would love to see some play some sexy football. Let's see some sexy football. And also we need to do it for Kev, big KP. We need to pull out for him. If there's going to be a weekend to do it, this is the weekend. So yeah, let's move on to, we had a fan question come in. I'm just going to have a quick check on Instagram, see if there's any others that have come in since we've gone live. Give me 2 seconds. Bada bing, bada boom. Nothing there. So it's just a reminder to get your questions in. Check me out on Instagram at DCUKFC. I do post stories on there asking for questions for the show. So keep an eye out for that. So the question being, from Frank, who is a DC UK member. He asked, remind me again, when are you heading to DC? I'm heading to DC in September of this year. I'm aiming to be there for the Atlanta United game and the New York Red Bulls game, which I'm really looking forward to. We'll see. Make sure. There might be reasons why I can't go. And if you want to know, please DM me. I'm happy to share. But yes. Hopefully I'll be there this year. Keep my fingers crossed. Everything's booked. Just need to make sure we can still go ahead with it. So yeah, September. Well, that kind of wraps things up for this week. I know it's quite a quick episode this week. I haven't really got too much on. So yeah, we've had Puppy. We've gone through a review, we've gone through preview, a little bit of news. So I'm just going to use this last couple of minutes just to say thank you for everyone who's watching and listening, whether it's live or whether it's after the fact. Please do support the show. There's some links in the description. But you got things like buymeacoffee.com/DC Night Kingdom if you want to make like one-off donations. That always helps. A, to go towards the cost of producing the show and streaming the show, because this, it all costs money to do this. So please do, in any way you can, please support that way. If you want to become a paid member, you can just head off DC UK, head to dcnightkingdom.com/membership. You can do so there. Also, if you want to share the love, buy some merch on dcnightkingdom.com/DC UK store. There's jerseys, there's all sorts of, there's pint glasses even. Let me just show you if you're watching. And it would always help if I could, you know, press the right buttons. Here we go. So let's go to the DC UK store, share and stream. So you've got things like a travel mug, hoodies, jerseys, pint glasses, t-shirts. It's probably the wrong time of year for a beanie now, but cat in the hat jersey, you know, three-quarter sleeve shirts, hats. Get yourself on there. Adidas Performance Polo shirts and quarter zip pullovers as well. Very comfy gear. Get yourself on there. Get yourself some gear, and that always helps the show out. So that is it for this week. Thank you for Heather and Victor for joining in the chat there. And yeah, that's it for this week. I will be back next week with another episode. So until next time, Vamos United. Tell them tuck the collar for the quote. On record, eyes still want the act, not the ghost.